Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and we're going to meet our newest physical therapist at 21st Century Rehab at the hospital on today's program. Before we do, I have a few announcements I would like to share. Tomorrow we have the Webster City Community Blood Drive for the month of July. It will be held in the Van Deest Medical Center Clinic Boardroom from 12:30 to 5:30. Appointments are encouraged. You can call LifeServe Blood Center at 1-800-287-4903, or I think what is easiest is to go online to their website at lifeservebloodcenter.org. If you donate blood, you will receive a Scooter's cookie and a 20% off coupon for the gift shop at Van Deest Medical Center. LifeServe supplies blood to our hospital and to your neighbors. We certainly hope you will consider blood donation. Again, that is tomorrow, Thursday, July 10th, from 12:30 to 5:30. Tomorrow is also the kickoff to our Better Choices, Better Health program. I've talked about this on previous radio shows. It is a new chronic disease self-management program that we're going to offer at Van Deest Medical Center. It starts tomorrow, runs through August 14th. So each Thursday, the group will meet from 9:30 in the morning until 12 o'clock noon. It is a free, interactive 6-week workshop with those weekly sessions. Each workshop is led by 2 certified program instructors. So participants will learn how to communicate effectively with health professionals, family and friends, healthy eating and exercise tips, how to evaluate different treatment options, how to create action plans, how to stay active and really take charge of your life. There will be healthy snacks provided during the workshops, and an awesome perk to this program is that participants may receive up to 3 boxes of fresh produce, and that is being provided by funding from the Prairie Meadows Betterment Grant. We do have a number of participants signed up, but if you're interested in getting in on this workshop, you can call Amy McCullough, who is a registered nurse. She is also a health coach and our diabetic educator and will be one of the instructors for this program. Her phone number is 515-832-7730, or you can email Amy at amcullough@vandeestmc.org. And I have mentioned previously that this is not a one and done. This is the first time we're offering this program, but we will continue to offer it throughout the year. So if summertime is a busy time for you and you just don't think you can commit to this round of workshops, stay tuned and listen for the upcoming dates. We'll be offering it again in the fall, and we certainly would love to have you participate. Right before the 4th of July holiday, we launched the materials for our 10th annual Van Deest Medical Center Foundation golf outing. It will be held Friday, September 26th, and it will be at the Links this year. We'll be doing a 4-person best shot, 9 holes. It is $250 to enter a team. However, we have several different sponsorships available. So you could be an Eagle event sponsor, a Birdie event sponsor. That includes a 4-person team. We also have par hole tee sponsors, and that gets some signage up on the holes. You could certainly come out and give out some swag to the golfers. They love that. Materials are available online. You can register now. Go to our website, vandeestmc.org/golf, and you can get your team registered. And you're going to want to do that because this tournament fills up. and the materials are out there. And I know we've already had some interest from teams, so make sure that you check it out online. I do want to mention that lunch is included with the fees. Cart rental can be done through the Lynx Golf Course. Something new that we offered last year and we're bringing back again this year is, if you're not a golfer, or even if you are, we are also having some live entertainment following the golf outing. This will be open to the public. It will be from 5 to 7. We're very excited to offer this. There will be food available at the links, and it's going to be a great event. Proceeds from the golf outing will support patient care needs at Van Deese Medical Center. Again, the 10th annual golf outing taking place Friday, September 26th at the links. Visit our website to get your team signed up today. And then lastly, for my announcements, I want to mention our summer issue of the Living Healthier Community Newsletter did hit households over the weekend, most likely. I received mine on Saturday. You're going to want to take time to read this newsletter. We have a terrific feature article that is welcoming our newest family practice physician, Dr. Matt Allred, who will join us in September at our Webster City Clinic. And he will be joining his spouse, nurse practitioner Giselle Allred. Terrific article. The entire newsletter just has some great features talking about our new expanded heart care that is available here at Van Deese Medical Center through Mercy One Iowa Heart Center. Talks about our general surgery services, our orthopedic services. We do highlight the Better Choices, Better Health program. There's a terrific recipe for quinoa salad, which I have to say is delicious, so you're going to want to try it out. It's really just a great read, and I am very proud of it because my team put it together and published it. So might be a little biased there, but terrific newsletter. Please take the time to read it. We do have extra copies available at the hospital, so reach out to me if you'd like some additional copies. And with that, we are ready to start into today's program. Very excited to have our newest physical therapist, Edison Weig, joining us for today's program. Good morning, Edison.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for joining us on today's program.
Well, thank you for having me on today. It's awesome to be a part of this. So.
Well, we are thrilled. For our listeners out there, maybe start by just telling us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your background, and education.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hi, everyone. My name is Edison Weig, and I'm a physical therapist here at Van Deese Medical Center and with 21st Century Rehab. And I'm a new local here in the town of Webster City. So a little bit about myself. I am originally from a town named Nevada, Iowa, located about 45 minutes south of Webster City here, which is where I actually graduated high school from. There, I had my first experience with physical therapy as a patient from running cross country and track during high school. I then went to Central College, where I earned my Bachelor of Arts in Exercise Science while being a student athlete in cross country and track at the university. I then attended Clark University in Dubuque, Iowa, as part of their 3-year Doctorate of Physical Therapy program, a really awesome program which led to a clinical experience with 21st Century Rehab in my hometown. And then I went and got an employment opportunity with the company. In terms of experience, Clark University provided me the unique opportunity to have 5 clinical experiences in a variety of settings, including one at Mercy One Waterloo inpatient rehab, aquatic therapy experience in Rice County District Hospital in Lyons, Kansas, and rural inpatient outpatient therapy in Oskaloosa, Iowa with Kinetic Edge there. As a physical therapist, we are all functional movement specialists and able to identify and diagnose abnormal movement patterns and provide treatment plans to restore health and wellness for community and daily function. I myself am currently IASTM hot grip certified, meaning I can provide myofascial facilitation techniques using specialized metal instruments to help and aid and facilitate healing. I also have prior experience with treatment of vertigo. I'm currently working towards my certification with LSVT Big to serve Parkinson's patients in our local area here. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Edison, I hear some of your special certifications and things you're working on, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking of future radio programs too, because I am just... You are joining a fantastic team at 21st Century Rehab at our hospital. And I know you realize that from the experience you've had with them. They're actually based out of Nevada, correct?
Yes, they are. So I got into contact with them originally was when I was running in high school. This guy, I didn't know him at the time, he'd always make a comment at me with my running and say, slow down or something like that. That mm-hmm. was the owner of 21st Century Rehab. So obviously had a great relationship with them, and I met them through church, and now they're family friends of ours. So yeah, it feels like a family, and that's how I want it to be for the rest of my life. Obviously it's everyone's part of the family and everything like that. So yeah.
For sure. And it really does sound like it's come full circle for you.
Absolutely.
So
yep.
We're thrilled to have you here. I know you mentioned that you did run cross country and track, and then furthered that in your, you know, collegiate years. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like maybe there was an injury or something that led you to 21st Century Rehab.
Yes.
Maybe talk a little bit about how you came into this career path.
Yeah, absolutely. So it originally all began when I was in high school and I was running cross country and track, and I got a stress fracture injury, and it was during my junior year of high school. And so that was obviously, I had qualified for state every year up until that point, and I had ran through a majority of the season, and I'm like, man, I just can't push through it anymore. And so that would led me to 21st Century, because I knew Steve at that point. Mm-hmm. And so that's the guy that I met when I was running, and always make a comment. And so, yep, met Steve Kassbaum. He's the owner of 21st Century Rehab. So I went to Nevada's clinic, and from there, the rest was history for the most part. And then even through college, I had a couple stress fractures just because the amount of mileage and everything like that. But yeah, in terms of that, their care team that treated me there really left an impact on me in terms of letting me feel empowered and having control of the circumstances of my injury, and completely changed my perspective on myself and my life because of that. And from there, I just felt further justified in my decision to pursue physical therapy as a career choice. And not only that, but my observation of multiple local physical therapy clinics. And then from there, working as a physical therapy tech as well in both inpatient and outpatient settings as well, kind of furthered that commitment to the field. And I honestly believe the profession came to me, and I couldn't have been happier with that initial injury all those years ago to lead to a lifelong career with you guys. So definitely excited about it. So.
I think you're right. I think you are just right where you are intended to be. I think so often it is those personal stories and events that happen that, you know, take someone down a path. And the fact that you've been through those experiences, you will be able to relate to your patients too. And yeah. Being able to have that connection and understand maybe what they're going through, you know, is so helpful for people when they're going through their treatment plan. Because as you know, there's all the emotions that are felt when someone is injured or maybe, you know, not to their full capacity that they've experienced before. And so you will just be a great asset to patients that are working through their treatment.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I always try and put myself in those patients' shoes too, because you will never feel their pain or anything like that. But if you put yourself in their situation, it makes it easier in developing treatment plans that are best effective for them as well. So yeah,
so true.
Absolutely.
So true. So if you would, maybe you touched a little bit on it, but let's kind of open up some of the different types of services that you are providing, will be providing to patients
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to expand on that. So like I said earlier, physical therapists, we're all functional movement specialists and able to diagnose and correct abnormal movement patterns through individualized treatment programs and develop home exercise program to continue the progression and maintenance of a patient's care. We also provide a variety of services in terms of populations we can work with, whether this is vertigo, Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, neuropathy, generalized low back pain, workers' comp, or even ergonomic screens, job duty description development, work screens are all some of the services we offer through 21st Century and Van Deese Medical Center. The benefit additionally of being in the hospital here in Webster City is the opportunity to see the same physical therapist from admittance into the inpatient setting to discharge home and then into the outpatient therapy setting as well. I think this is super unique to a rural setting and offers continuance of care that is rarely offered nowadays. So yeah,
super awesome. That continuity of care is so very important, especially in the rural settings, like you mentioned.
Right.
So, lots of great services that you will be a part of going into your future here at our hospital. I'm going to maybe just go back now. You did touch on in your introduction, which was great, some specialized areas within your training and education that you offer now and will be able to offer. Maybe expand on those a little bit too, if you would.
Right. So like vertigo, obviously there's specialized positioning, everything like that. So there's specific techniques that we will use to be able to diagnose what part of the inner ear is being affected with that patient. So we have different techniques in terms of that. And then we provide patients techniques on which they can do at home in terms of impacting that and making that more of a maintenance. There's obviously not a total correction of that, but you can do it so it doesn't affect them on a daily basis. Additionally, I talked a little bit about LSVT Big. So you have to be certified to be able to do that. But really the theory behind it is exaggerated movements. And so especially with Parkinson's patients, you'll see this deterioration in terms of how much they're able to take steps, and they'll see a decrease in step length and everything like that. So we work towards that and just trying to exaggerate everything, make sure that they have the best quality of life that they can have with that. Additionally, I think I talked a little bit about neuropathy and generalized low back pain. So we kind of individualize our treatments there, whether that's strengthening, mobility, whatever we need to do there. We have desensitization techniques using vibration, that type of stuff to be able to translate that and create that desensitization, because there's that neural link between our brain and our body. So we try and go through that process with the patient and create a better quality of life for them as well. So yeah.
Excellent. I love that you're getting certified in LSVT Big. It is a program that we have been offering here at the hospital. I'm sure you're going to be working with Diana Raska with that. And we have seen some good success. I mean, we have had patients and their caregivers be a part of that. And so it's something, it's a good reminder for our listeners that it is something we offer. It's obviously for a specialized group of people who do have Parkinson's, but my gosh, I have seen them, you know, working with people in the hallways, and it really is, it is emphasizing those exaggerated movements. Even, you know, there's a part of the speech therapy that goes with that. And, you know, we just great success with that. So I love that you're going to be joining that team and further offering that program. So you're new kind of to this career, but what would you say, what would you want patients to know about you and your practice philosophy?
Oh, in terms of my practice philosophy, so really what I have behind it is that no matter the circumstance on which you present, you're my foremost priority and we are a team together. And as a team, that this means we work together through the process of rehab, including addressing any area that may affect your quality of life or contribute to your lack of prior level of function. So As physical therapists, we are taught to treat the person and not the diagnosis, and we will actively work to individualize your treatment to best suit you and accommodate your specific needs.
Excellent. Yeah. Great. Thank you, Edison. Tell us, what do you enjoy most about what you do?
I enjoy empowering my patients with the knowledge and education of how they can train or retrain their bodies to create a higher quality of life that they present with initially to the clinic and hospital. Working with the community to create health and wellness is the ultimate joy to me and provides me with pride in my own profession and my ability to make an impact on the locals here in Webster City. Additionally, making new connections with members I would never have met before or otherwise is another great benefit. That's an awesome part of my career.
Here. Good, good. So glad to hear it. You mentioned that you see patients in the inpatient setting, and obviously we have the outpatient department with 21st Century Rehab. Maybe share with listeners what a typical day looks like for you.
Right. So just being new to this profession and getting board certified, hopefully here at the end of the month with that coming up, my typical day looks like kind of a smorgasbord, if you will, and mostly in the inpatient setting for right now because I have more freedom there. So you'll see me more over there initially. So I'm working with treatments in terms of that. I'm starting to do more evals with Kevin over there. Additionally, kind of doing the work screens for the hospital and then working my way through some outpatients. So you start seeing me more active there. So as well as insurance allows it. So yeah, but eventually, hopefully here in a month, once I get my certification, you'll see me kind of a spread throughout the hospital. So I think I'm gonna have a pretty even spread between inpatient and outpatient. So I'll be pretty even and spread out here, which I'm looking forward to, so.
Awesome, thank you. So you mentioned that, and I love this, you're a functional movement specialist, and I so believe movement is medicine. What general recommendations would you have for our listeners today regarding the importance of movement and healthy living?
Okay, so one of the most important things that I see in the clinic and hospital that I want to remind listeners and potential future patients today is the importance of training our bodies to accommodate the tasks that we perform on a daily basis. I know I personally fall into this trap of not preparing my body for tasks like working in the garden, going for a random run in the community, or even working on the house. All these activities require mobility, stability, functional mobility, and skill to perform these tasks. This means we must stretch, strengthen, combine strength and movement, and have a set game plan on how we are going to perform that task effectively to carry out the task effectively. Having this mindset and being consistently active and self-aware of our own limitations by listening to our bodies are the best way and only way to avoid injury and improve your quality of life long-term.
You said some words that I live by. How many times during these programs have I mentioned, people need to listen to their bodies. So I love that you mentioned that in your messaging and recommendations to people. And it is about, preventing those injuries from happening and taking maybe just a little extra time, to stretch, which is so important, before we dive right into maybe an activity that maybe it's new to our bodies, maybe it's something that isn't new, we've done it, but just remember the importance of that so that we don't find ourselves then dealing with an injury.
Right, absolutely. I think a lot of people forget it's a spectrum, right? So you gotta have mobility to have stability, right? But if you keep on working on stability long enough, you're gonna lose some mobility as well. So keeping it pretty spaced out and even between all of those is very important to think about. And especially having a game plan with everything. If you just go in, not think about it, there's more risk of injury as well, especially just working on the house or something like that. It's easy just to dive right in because if you had a long week of work, you just wanna do something, that's how you end up with the hurt back reaching for something that you just didn't put yourself in an awkward situation for. So yeah, just taking that extra time, getting stretched out, getting warmed up will help prevent those injuries. And that's what I'm all about, especially for here's people local here in Webster City, Iowa. So
yeah. Great. Wonderful words, Edison. So when you're not providing physical therapy services, I know you're new to Webster City and a resident here. What is it you enjoy doing with your free time?
Right. So Thursdays, I like checking out market nights because I live on Main Street, actually.
Okay.
So it's always busy on Thursday nights. So it's a little bit harder to study Thursday nights, obviously. But otherwise, I love going on little jogs when I do have the free time when I'm away from studying for wards. So I like to go check out Brewer Creek and go run those trails as well. I actually like to play disc golf as well. So I'm actually working with the Parks and Rec there to help redesign that course. So I'm looking forward to that eventually. So maybe when I'm done with boards, getting more involved with that. But yeah, just I like being outside. I tend to be outside and be more active just because I had a long day of work, a lot of energy still pent up. So I like to get some of that out before the evening. Yeah. So, and then also weightlifting in the afternoons as well. So if you're there at like 10 p.m. at night, I'm probably there at Snap Fitness because I'm still got some energy left over. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. So to our listeners out there, Edison is a new Webster City resident. I'm sure you'll see him. You can tell he is active. He loves to be outdoors and already getting involved in the community, which is really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. It's awesome to be a part of the community. And obviously, I'm from Nevada, Iowa, which is pretty rural. So it's been a pretty easy transition so far into Webster City, Iowa. And I felt very welcome from the start. So yeah, ready to make an impact here. So
fantastic. We are thrilled to have you as part of our team here at Van Deese Medical Center and 21st Century Rehab. Welcome here. Welcome to the community. And thank you so much for being on the show today, Edison.
Thank you.
Good luck on your boards. And to our listeners out there, we'll be hearing more from Edison. We'll have some great programs coming up. But if you have questions or would like to schedule an appointment, he is available, like we said, at 21st Century Rehab here at our hospital. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.
That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.